The Saigusa family I grew up in is an old, prominent family. They have a lot of pride, and they made a rule to ensure the family line's continuation. The daughter of one household would always be supplied with two husbands. He was one of them. Traditionally, two husbands for one wife, a totally outdated system, makes you laugh, doesn't it? But that's just what we were born into. No one is really laughing about that at all, are they?
What are you talking about, we?
Kanata Futaki is my other half. She is my twin sister. After the two of us were born, our three parents could no longer live with the bizarre rule the family established. Sho Saigusa went on a rampage and burst into the Saigusa household and was arrested for attempted murder. Producing a criminal ruined the Saigusa family. Our angry relatives took in my sister and me, banishing our parents. I remained in the Saigusa family while she went to live with the Futaki family. We were separated for our own good, they said. Due to that incident, the Futaki took charge of the Saigusa family. Then, afterwards, a surprising truth came to light. We were twins by different fathers.
Twins by different fathers? That's odd.
Apparently, when a woman is with two men around the same time, there's a rare chance that she will conceive children by both men simultaneously. In other words, one of us is the daughter of the criminal Sho Saigusa.
Oh.
Only our three parents knew which was his daughter. But no one knew where the two banished parents had gone. And the imprisoned Sho Saigusa refused to tell. The extended Saigusa family held a meeting, and they decided they'd determine which wasn't the criminal's daughter so they could make her the family heir. We grew up constantly compared to each other. Which one would learn to read first?
You know so many words, Kanata.
Which ones learned manners more easily?
You're such a good girl, Kanata, keeping formal seating posture for so long.
Which one was stronger? More intelligent, more athletic.
Kanata finished first in the school marathon, even with a fever.
She has the highest grades in her class.
She was the one chosen to be the heir. They determined that I was the criminal's daughter. That's what they decided. From then on, they spoke to me as if I were a creature that inspired fear. You're the daughter of a worthless man. You stupid, good-for-nothing girl. We'd be better off without you. When business didn't go well, I was blamed. When someone was the subject of gossip, I was blamed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I was hit when anything happened. So I, the miserable wench, decided to do things that would anger her, the honor student. I deliberately did the exact opposite of what I should. Seeing her angry brought me such joy. You know, the Sayagusa family monitors the school constantly. So every time I do something, it is reported to the family each week and my relatives lecture her. She does such things because you don't supervise her well enough. She humiliates us because you're a coward. It feels great! I never belonged in my own home. So when I came to this school, I was free for the first time. I made friends and had fun for the first time. But then she spread those flyers around. Now I won't belong here either. I don't want that. I don't want that to happen.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
I've been doing bad things on purpose, intentionally. Then they said they'd be better off without an evil child like me in the family kept as a secret. If I always had to be this way to hurt Kanata, I wish I'd never been born, never existed.
Don't say things like that. Please don't.
But why not?
Because saying those things makes you sad, doesn't it? And we don't want that.
That's right!
Once I felt the same way. I thought I'd be better off dead, and I was ready to give up. I was pretty hopeless. But then Kyosuke told me that if I kept denying myself, nothing good would ever happen. And that's what I'm telling you. Everything that's happened until now doesn't matter.
Riki's right! You're our friend, Haru-chan, and nothing will change that! You always will be! Always, always!
You mean you guys don't hate me now?
As if!
You know, you really shouldn't sell us short like that. We're nothing like those foolish adults.
I am liking to make many fun with you around, Sekusa-san! You are lively and have many cheers, and you're our very best! You are being our best.
Mood maker.
Yeah, that's it exactly, the mood maker!
You're lying. You're all lying because you're nice. Aren't you really thinking that you don't need me anymore?
We'd never think that.
Of course we don't think that.
Believe in us.
It'll be okay.
This isn't like you, psychotic bazooka. What happened to the punk who ate all my katsudon? I won't be at my best if you're not up to mischief with a smile on your face. Come on, let's fight again sometime. Go on.
Haru-chan, Sekusa-san.
I wanted someone to stay beside me, to support me all the time. I wanted someone to say, yes, that's right, that it was all going to be okay.
Sayagusa, we're beside you now. You're one of the little busters. It wouldn't be the same without you. We need you.
Haruka Sayagusa, this is where you belong.
After that, rallied by Kyosuke, we all played baseball. Until Sayagusa-san regained her smile. I was right. This is exactly where she belongs.
You're okay now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Promise you'll never say you're not needed and such again?
Sorry about that. I won't say it again.
Don't answer that with sorry. It's thank you.
Oh, thank you, Riki-kun. And thank you, everyone!
Are you responsible for those flyers? You were, right?
Was I now?
You monster!
Yes, I know that. I am a monster, aren't I? That's why I will do anything. It appears that you've told them about our family history, haven't you? This is your only warning. Be careful not to involve these friends of yours in any trouble. After all, you are a troublemaker.
Mind your own business.
No matter what you say, Sayagusa-san is an important member of the Little Busters, and she always will be. You're the one everybody hates.
Oh, I'm honored you think so. I'm not weak like a certain someone I know. I don't care at all if everyone hates me.
You heard? It's her, right?
Her dad is.
I always thought she was the type.
I heard he set fire to a house.
Yeah, and he stabbed someone.
Hold it right there!
Thanks for that. But you really don't have to worry about me anymore, Rinchan. I'm okay.
But I...
Well, actually, I'm making chiffon cakes right now. I'll give you some! What do you think?
Thank you.
It's bone dry.
What? Not so good?
No, it's great, right?
Yay, great! You know, I'm a lousy cook, but cooking with eggs is what I do best. That's how I've always been since I was little.
Mm? Cooking with eggs?
Give me some eggs, and I'll prepare them better than anyone. Cakes, omelet, sunny side up, and especially chiffon cakes. Go on, have some more. Stuff like this kind of makes me really happy. I've never had friends before, so this is all new to me. Sayagusa kids weren't usually allowed to attend school.
I didn't realize that.
I'm not used to doing things as a group, so I don't pick up on moods well. And I make a lot of mistakes.
You'll be fine from now on.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty hopeless and I have no confidence. But since I have all of you, I want to do my best not to deny myself of anything. So I've made up my mind. I'm going to see Sho Sayagusa.
Sho Sayagusa? You mean...
He has been imprisoned this whole time, but he was just released. I know where he is. I'll meet him and learn whose daughter I really am. Up till now, everyone decided it was me, without proof. Don't worry about it. If I find out I was really the bad kid in the family, I'll accept defeat.
If that will make you feel better, then you should do it.
I can't stand all this uncertainty anymore. I think once I know who my father is, I won't feel so confused anymore. Thanks for coming with me, guys. I didn't have the courage to go alone.
Doing okay? We should be nearing the address.
It's around here.
What? Don't gawk at me.
Are you Sho Sayagusa? You're him, right?
What are you talking about? I'm not him.
You are so! You look just like the photo! You stupid, worthless, good for nothing!
What did you say?
I'm Haruka! You know me, right? I came to ask you a serious question. Who is my real father? Well, Tell me. Tell me! Is it you? Is it really you?
Go home. Get out of here now!
Saigusa-san! Saigusa-san has really suffered after all that she's gone through. Now she wants to know who her father really is, and you have the answer. Please, would you tell her?
Just what would the girl do if she found out? Knowing the truth won't do anyone any good. She's better off not knowing anything.
Wait! Stop!
I've been labeled as his daughter, this criminal deadbeat. Is he actually my father? Am I his daughter?
He might not be.
Is it possible that Futaki-san would know the truth? Do you think she does?
Maybe. She visited him in prison a few times.
So ask her!
She'll never tell me! The present circumstances favor her! Even if she knows, she'll never tell me! I want to know. I want to know the truth.
Is Saigusa-san really Sho Saigusa's daughter? Maybe.
Oh. If I may say, I think spreading flyers may have been too... Go. Just die already.
Was that someone from the Saigusa family?
It's rare for anyone from the main family to come here. What's that face for?
Oh, I just didn't expect you to answer so straightforward.
The family's public image means more to them than anything in the world, so they're all on edge with Dad being released.
Actually, I met Sho Saigusa today. With Saigusa-san.
I see.
I see? That's it?
What else do you want me to say? Showing sympathy for Haruka? That's quite kind of you, isn't it? Are you saying you feel sorry for her?
I don't feel sorry for her. I'd prefer that you not say things like that.
Indeed. I apologize. But her dependency and indecisiveness shouldn't be underestimated. If you're involved out of superficial sympathy, she'll only end
That's funny. It sounds to me like you're actually concerned about Saigusa-san.
Riki Naoi. Have you ever thought that life is just a fruitless game after all? Do you think there could be a fixed amount of happiness that we all have to share? Imagine that the amounts of happiness and unhappiness in this world are predetermined. A game where, if one person is happy, someone else must be unhappy. Everyone thinks they're more unhappy than everyone else. That someone must surely be as happy as they themselves feel that they are unhappy.
Are you trying to tell me that you're actually unhappy in the Futaki family as well? I'm sure that you know who Saigusa-san's true father is, don't you? If you do, I wish you'd tell her. I really want you to say something.
Why should I?
Saigusa-san is struggling. That's why.
That's why you'd ask me for such an insensitive favor? Do you really think that will save her? Who do you think you are, wanting to save someone?
I only wanted to help someone. If I see someone suffering, I want to help. Just as someone helped me long ago. It made a difference. But you might be right. I may just be intoxicated by the idea of being in a position to help her. It's arrogant to think of saving someone. Arrogant and wrong. I was insensitive. Sorry, I apologize.
Maybe we're all fighting something we can't see. Both Saigusa-san and Futaki-san are bound by invisible chains created by other people. How can they be freed from those chains?
Hey!
Riki-kun, have I been making you worry?
Huh? Oh, no.
Why not take a break from thinking for a while? I made some chiffon cakes.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, eat up, eat up!
I wonder how it tastes. Oh, it's good! Much better than the last ones. It's really moist.
The last ones?
Have you been practicing hard? Sayagusa-san? What's wrong? Is this another joke? You shouldn't waste food. Oh.
Hey, Riki-kun. Do you love me? Do you?
Oh. Oh. Futaki-san.
Chains binding the hearts of Saigusa-san and Futaki-san be undone.
What is it that they truly desire? Find it! The mission starts!